going to invite Pastor Andrew Chepto now to come and to bring to us a message from the Lord, from his precious word. May the Lord bless you, brother, and may you be a blessing to us as well.
Thank you, my brother, for the words of welcome. And before I proceed, I would like to take this time to greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad this morning to be with you. I thank the Lord because of this great privilege that we are able to gather together with you here in Dromore Free Presbyterian Church, and it's really joy for us to be together. Also, I would like to bring greetings from my family. God has blessed us with three children. The first one is called Jaden. The second one is called Timothy. Sometimes when I'm asked about their names, I've learned that there is a way in which you pronounce, but nevertheless, I hope that you all get my accent. And the third one, I could not tell you whether it's a girl or a boy, and I could not tell you the age. I hope you will know why, right? In other words, we are expecting the third one this year, and hopefully, by God's will, it will be in August. And I could like to say that continue to pray for my wife. The name of my wife she's called Mercy, and she helps with the work of the bookshop in Kitale. So continue to pray for us. This morning, I could like us to open together our Bibles, the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2. The book of 1 Samuel. Chapter 2, I'm going to read the word of God from verse 1 to 12. Verse 1 to 12. And the word of God says, And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiced in the Lord, mine own is exalted in the Lord, my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceeding proudly, let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren had borne seven, and she that had many children is waxed feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them amongst princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the heart are the Lord's. And he hath set the wall upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall charge the hands of the harp, and he shall give strength unto his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed. And Elkanah went to Ramah, to his house, and the child did minister unto the Lord before Eli, the priest. We shall end up reading at verse 11, not as 12 as I have said, and may the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts this morning. This morning, I would like us to consider together the second verse. Our text for this morning will be verse 2, where the word of God says, "There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God." Let us pray. Our gracious Father in heaven, we thank thee, Lord, because of this opportunity that we are able to gather around the throne of grace to listen the voice from heaven. We thank thee, Lord, for this opportunity. And Father, we do pray that thou will bless us. We pray, Father, that thou will bless our souls. We pray, Father, that through thy word, that each and every one of us will be encouraged, Lord. Father, undertake for us and minister to each and every one of us in a special way. For we pray all this, trusting the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The second verse reads, "There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God." When you read in the first chapter of 1 Samuel, it's a well-known chapter, and you will find about the family of Elkanah. And the family of Elkanah had two wives, Peninnah, together with Hannah. And from that story, we are told that the Lord Hannah had no children. And because of that, Hannah went through tribulations in her life. And when you read about that story, you see that Peninnah continued to mock her because of the condition that she was in. So Peninnah was not encouragement at all to the life of Hannah. And when you continue to read that story, you will find that her husband Elkanah, at a certain point, what he did is that he rebuked Hannah when she was praying. And he told Hannah that, "Am I not precious more than the children?" So we find that Elkanah was not an encouragement at all, even to Hannah at such a time. And when you continue to read that story, you will find that even the high priest, at that time, when Hannah was praying, he rebuked Hannah and told Hannah that, why are you drunk? Have you taken wine at such a time?" And Hannah could answer that, "I've not taken any wine, I'm not drunk at either, but I had bowed my heart to the Lord." So there was no encouragement at all. But nevertheless, Hannah continued to pray. She cried unto the Lord in her life because of the tribulation, because she had no child. But after some time, the Lord opened her womb, and she was able to conceive. And she had a child. After that, she stayed for some time until when she weaned the child, and he took to the house of the Lord, and she dedicated the child to the Lord. She dedicated. After the answer of her prayer, in chapter 2, when you read the first verse of chapter 2, the word of God says, "And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord." He prayed to the Lord, and she rejoiced in the Lord. She really rejoiced for what the Lord has done to her. And in that prayer, when news in verse 2, she was submerged in who God was. And it's true even for us today as believers. I don't know what you are going through, but when the Lord visits us, we are submerged into the attributes of our God, who God was. And here we are told that Hannah, what she did is, she said that there is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. She was taken up to see who God was. And that's true even to us today. And for a short time, I could like us to consider this verse together. The first thing that we find in this verse is that we see of God's holiness. We are told about God's holiness. As the word of God says, there is none holy as the Lord. Hannah said that there is none holy as the Lord. Our Lord is holy. The word holy means, there is two senses of this word, holy. The first sense is that it means to be separated unto God. It comes from the word to sanctify, to be separated unto God, and also it means to be separate from evil or sin. That as it relates to humanity. But when we talk about God as holy, what does it mean? It says that there is none holy as the Lord. Our God is holy. And it has the meaning of the otherness of God. God is separate from his creation. And Hannah had that experience in her life. When you go back to the story of Hannah, what she was going through, if it was according to human will, Hannah could not have a child. But God is separate. God's dealings with his people is separate. If you can go down there, you will find about the sovereignty of God, that God is sovereign in all his dealings. What God does in his works, God is holy, he's separate. No man can influence God in what he does. No, none. And here we find even Hannah, when she was going through these tribulations, God was in operation at that time. And God's works, God's doings, God's dealings is separate from humanity. Throughout the Bible, we can read about the holiness of God. The Bible says that let us be holy as God is holy. And one person who experienced God's holiness, we see in the book of Isaiah. When Isaiah was taken up, we read in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3, and I could like us, if you could like to open that portion of scripture with me, it will be good. In verse 2, we are told that above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. So we are told about the seraphims in that portion of scripture, and they sang that, Holy, 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 holy is the Lord of hosts. And what happened? What happened to Isaiah in verse 5? He said, Then said I, when he saw that vision, and heard the seraphims singing the song, Holy, holy, holy. God is holy. Holy is the Lord of hosts. Then said I, Who is me? For I am undone. Isaiah experienced that. He saw the holiness of God. And here we see Hannah, when she prayed, she was taken up into that position, into that, in prayers, and said that God is holy. God is holy. Brethren, our God, our living God today is holy. He is separate. Think about what the Lord has done in our lives. Think about salvation, our salvation. If it was because of us, you are not able to save yourself. It's because of God, who is holy, in all his works, that he saved you, that he saved me, that today we rejoice in the truth that we are called the sons of God. Think about the blessings that the Lord has placed you. It's because of God, who is holy, separate. If it was humanity, none of us could be here. But it's because of God, who is holy. And that was true in the life of Hannah. And it's true even today in our lives, in your life and in my life. When we go back to our text, in verse 2, the word of God says, There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. Not only about the holiness of God, nor did Hannah saw only the holiness of God, but also what he did is that he saw the oneness of God, that God is one. Reading this, in the second part of it, it says that, For there is none beside thee. There is none beside God. He is the only God. And Hannah heard that truth when she knew of that truth, that he is the only God, none beside him. Throughout the scriptures, God has revealed himself that he is one God. He is one God. In the Shorter Catechism, When you study the sixth question, it asks, Are there God more than one? And the answer is, There is but one only, the living and true God. And that's true. As you can read in the book of Deuteronomy, God revealed himself to the children of Israel that he is one God. He is one God. And here Hannah says that there is no any other God beside him. There is none. And that's what, when she came to the place of prayer, she acknowledged and she confessed that there is none beside God. When I think about our land in Kenya, especially, I don't know their tribe. I don't know if I know a little about the tribe of my brother. But in the tribe that I come from, It's called Kalenjin. And in Kalenjin, sometimes back, even though things have changed now, but what they did is that they worshipped the sun. And they attributed everything to the sun, our people. And also, wherever there was calamity, they could bring sacrifices and they could face the sun and bring their prayers to the sun. Because they knew what they believed is that the sun had the power, is sovereign over everything. But that was false. False religion. False worship. But here what we are told is that Hannah, when he prayed, he said that there is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. No any other God. He is the only living and true God. Yes, things have changed in our culture, in my tribe. Because now things are changing. They are going towards the Western culture. When they talk about the Western culture, they talk about the America and here Europe. And so they say that people are Westernized nowadays. But what do they do? They have come with their own form of worship. And when we talk about idolatry, we talk about who takes the first place in our lives. And people have changed nowadays, and they have come with, they have invented their own ways, whereby they have, some things of this world have taken their first position in their lives. They don't have a time with the Lord. They have their business, they have this modern technology and many, many other things that have taken their first place in their hearts. Idolatry. But here we see Hannah says that there is none beside God. He is the only God. He is the only God. And when she reflected what the Lord has done upon her life, she knew that he is the only God. None beside her. None beside her. And brethren, when we think about our life today, none is beside our God. None. Not even one. We thank the Lord this morning when we think about the scriptures, because we could not know this. We have known through the scriptures that we have only one God. It pleased the Lord to reveal himself. So when we consider that verse, the word of God says that there is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. There is there any rock like our God? The last thing that we consider from this verse is the power of God, the power of God. When we talk about the rock, when we consider about the rock speaks to us about God's strength. God's strength. When you read in the New Testament, we are told about us a fool and a wise man. The wise man, he built his house upon the rock. And the foolish man, the foolish person, he built his house upon the sand. So what's the significance of the rock? The significance of the rock is that when the wind blows or the floods comes, a house which is built upon the rock will withstand the force of the wind or the waters. It will not fall because it has been built upon a strong foundation which supplies the strength and the power. In comparison with the fool who builds his house upon the sand, when the wind comes and blows, that house will fall. Or when the waters come, that house will fall. And throughout the scriptures, we are told that the Lord is our rock. You can read that. In Psalm 18, 31, if you could like to read with me. Psalm 18, verse 31. It reads, "For who is God save the Lord, or who is a rock save our God? It is God that guarded me with strength and made my way perfect." It's God that guarded me with strength. God gives us strength. He is the rock. He's the one who empowers us. He is the source of our strength. And Hannah experienced that truth when she went through all the tribulations. Despite all the disappointments that she went through, the mocking, the rebuke, nevertheless, the Lord gave her the strength. And here, when she prayed, after dedicating the child and praying, she confessed of that truth. As I said, she was a mighty into that truth, that who is God? And God is there. She knew that God is the rock. I remember back in Kenya when we went to an evangelism. We were told that sometimes back there we had some tribes which could come and fight the other tribes. And most of the time, they could steal the cattle. And so what they did is that they came. So the community, what they did, they ran to a certain area which was rocky. And that rock could keep them and give them the strength against the enemies. So they were secured. They had the strength and they had the power. And it's difficult, especially when they come to fight them on the rocky areas. It was difficult for them to defeat that tribe because they could hide in the rocks. So the rocks gave them that strength and their power at that time. And here we are told about our Lord, our God, that He is the rock. That's what Hannah says in verse 2 of 1 Samuel chapter 2. "There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock is like our God." Our God today is our rock, brethren. When we think of our life, yes, we may be going through tribulations in our life. Back at home, some people could believe and could think that even the brethren here in Northern Highland, they don't go through tribulations, but that's not true. Yes, there are many things we go through in our lives, temptations and so forth. But let us be encouraged by this word this morning, knowing that we have God who is our strength. He will keep us, He will strengthen us throughout our Christian life until that time we enter to the glory. We have the rock, our Lord. Let us think about it. It's my prayer this morning, brethren, that the Lord will bless you with this word as we think about the holiness of our God. He is holy. He is separate. In all his dealings, he's not like men. He is holy. None like him. Let that truth sing to our souls, to our hearts this morning. He is holy. None like him. He is the rock. He is the rock in our lives. It's my prayer that the Lord will place that word to our hearts. Thank you.
I want to thank our brethren very much for coming to us today, for taking the time to do that. Also want to thank our brother Robert for bringing them. And may the Lord be pleased to take his word and bless our hearts through it. We're going to close in a word of prayer. And let us think upon the truths that have been mentioned. God's holiness and God's uniqueness, that he alone is God. God's oneness and indeed God's power. He's everything to us that we need. Let us pray. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we thank thee today for the help which thou hast given. We thank thee, Father, for bringing thy two servants here and for thy servant which drove them here. We pray, Father, that you be pleased to take the truths of what we have heard regarding the work in Kenya, Father, of raising it up and of the needs that it has. And Father, I ask that you help us to remember those needs. Remember thy servants as they evangelize, the congregation as they seek to walk with thee. Father, the legal constitution, that all will go smoothly and will be completed. And Father, all the needs, that thy word would go forth with free course, that thy word would be glorified in the hearts and lives of many people, young and old, that they would come to know Christ as Savior. Father, help us to remember the truths of what we have heard today. That thou art the one who's holy. As men look at situations, we may think nothing can be done. But Father, we thank that thou art the one who is holy. Thou art the one who's set apart. Father, thou art the one who's able to do what we cannot do. To uphold those who are thine and to see of those that are lost. We thank thee, Father, that thou art the only God. Beside thee, there is none other. And Father, we thank thee also that thou art the one who is the strength of thy people. Lord, as we put our trust in thee, we will not crash, we will not fall. Even though, as it were, the storms may come, thy word stands forever sure. Father, help us to trust thy promises. Help us to trust thy beloved Son. For in him are all the promises found to be true. And I ask you, Lord, that we as thy people would go forth with confidence and with courage and with strength in all that you've called us to do. I pray, Father, that we would proclaim Christ as the Son of the living God. That men and women and young people come to know Christ as Savior. Bless thy work, not merely here in Drumore and in Northern Ireland, but bless thy work in Kenya. Advance the glory of Christ. That he who has shed his precious blood would save the travel of his own soul and be satisfied. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen. Amen.